Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for a brainstorm. Have you ever watched Good Will Hunting?
It is one of the few big blockbusters I have not watched. I've seen chunks. I know.
Oh, that's it. We're done. Click, mic drop.
I have also never seen Rocky Horror Picture Show. I feel like
I thought I knew you. Wow.
We'll have to have a brain junk movie night when we're out of quarantine.
Okay. Well, so let me quickly sum up. So in the movie, it's about a young man who is working as a janitor, and the math department at MIT, the math professor puts out a problem in the hallway that like no one has ever solved, or we've solved
yes.
it, but it took a long time, and he's a super mm-hmm. genius and he figures it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is kind of loosely based on George Danzig,
ooh.
Who had the biggest academic flex in human history. I gotta tell you, this guy, it's amazing. So when George was a student, he was studying statistics with Professor Jerzy Neyman at UC Berkeley in their graduate program for mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
He said in an interview, one day he was late for class and he showed up, everybody was gone, and there were two math problems on the board. He was like, oh, crap. Well, I missed class, but that's homework. So he copied them down and went home, right? A couple days later, he goes to Professor Neiman's office, which is a complete mess. I mean, it's your stereotypical brainiac professor office,
yes.
right? Papers everywhere. And he's
yes.
like, I'm so sorry, Professor Neiman, that I missed class. And I'm sorry that this homework was late, but it was much harder than usual. Here it is. And the professor's like, yeah, yeah, whatevs, just leave it on the desk. George Danzig left it on his desk and thought, well, he's never going to find that assignment, and went about
yeah.
his business. So 6 weeks later, there's this frantic knocking on his door, George's door, and it's his professor. And he's like, this is the introduction to a paper I just wrote. You need to check it and make sure that it's right.
Okay, in that moment to see your professor at your door,
yeah.
I would have so many things going through my head, like, how did you know where I live? Why are you here?
Well, they are graduate students, so there's not very many of them. But yeah, so he's
That's
like,
true.
What? Well, the teacher holds out this homework and he says, these were not homework problems. These are two statistics problems that no one has been able to solve.
Two, not just one.
Yes, two. Solved them. And George was like, oh. So out the paper went about one of the problems. He went on to become a famous mathematician. He created algorithms and solutions for linear programming. Don't ask me what that means, but it was cool.
No.
And he did it. But what was really funny is that when you're a graduate student, the closer you get to graduation, you need a thesis.
Yep.
You need a big paper, right? And he couldn't come up with anything. And so he went to Professor Neiman and he's like, I don't have anything to do. And the guy says, take a folder, put your homework in it with those two problems. There's your thesis.
You're done. You did it. Wow. That I wonder the how of that. Like if he truly is next level genius, or if it's some combination of that mental thing where everybody previously approaching it had thought of it as unsolvable. And so they didn't truly take a true swing at it, whereas he did not think of it as unsolvable. He thought he had to solve it by Wednesday, and he did it by Thursday, you know? So
yes. And okay, so, and it's so cool that you mentioned that, because Danzig himself even talked about this later in interviews, because like you said, he didn't know they were unsolvable. He didn't have any limits.
Right. That's excellent.
It is super excellent.
Amazing. Would you like to be a secret genius? Like maybe I just haven't been in the right circumstances yet to realize I'm a secret genius.
I have to admit that after I watched Good Will Hunting for quite some time, and I think I still kind of do it when I am in a university, if there's yeah. boards and things that are out in the hallway, I'm always looking at them. I'm like, maybe
yeah.
something's there.
Yes, that could be the thing.
Yeah, although it will never be a math problem. If it's a math
no.
problem, I'd just be like, that looks cool. And is that like a weird Greek symbol? Nice.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's two guys fighting each other and a dog. And I don't know. Yeah, that's where I'm at with maths.
And that is my super cool accidental mathematics brainstorm.
Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.